Hello and welcome to Oxcast. If you've never listened to Oxcast before, what this is a weekly list of all of the best events that are on in and around the city of Oxford, all the theatre, all the best cinema that we're picking out, our reviews of cool shows and exhibitions and gigs that are on. And if you have listened to Oxcast before...
Hello again!
Welcome back! It's the same as it was last week, but we thought we'd put in a little explanation because freshers are
in town.
Hello, little freshers. Well, some of you are quite large, actually.
Hello, older freshers, like postgrad freshers.
Exactly, yeah.
Mature student freshers. They're not all little. Some of them could be giants.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen them walking down the street, 12, 13 feet tall. Dreadful people. Terrifying. But they listen to Oxcast just like the rest of us, even if they can't go to the events in question because of their freakish stature. I think this bit of nonsense has gone on quite long enough. Let's move on to the first event of the week.
Right. It's Wednesday, 25th of September, and Alwyn is going to talk us through two exciting events happening this evening.
Yes, not one, not three, but two. The first is called The Illusionists, and this is a brand spanking new magic show. You a big fan of magic, Anais?
I don't know. I associate it with kind of circus, small-scale things, but I think this is completely...
This could not be more different from small-scale.
It's huge scale, isn't it?
Massive. It's actually seven different magicians, all of them masters of their particular crafts, and they're all putting on a grand extravaganza gala show at
the
New Theatre.
And they've got, like, personas as well, haven't they? They've got these little different identities and
that's right.
Roles they take on, which sounds like it's quite theatrical, as well as all the magic and the tricks and spectacle.
Absolutely. It's the brainchild of two of the magicians, who style themselves as the Enchantress and the Gentleman, which is a nice little double act. They do some sort of new twists on things like Sawing the Lady in Half. But there's also the Inventor, who has a kind of steampunk thing going on, and bizarre machines, which produce illusionary effects.
Cool.
There's the Mentalist, who's psychic. Well, one hopes. We're holding out. There's the Escapologist and so on and so forth. You know, they've all got different brands of magic, and together they do an amazing show. This has actually just had sell-out runs in Sydney and in Mexico City, interestingly
enough.
Strange
tour, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
From Australia to Mexico to Oxford.
Well, obviously they were saving the best for last. But yeah, this is your first chance to catch, in the UK, I believe, what is, I think, going to be a big, cool show. And you can see it tonight only, 25th of September, at the New Theatre at 7:30.
And what else would you have in store that might be a little bit more low-key, maybe?
I don't know if I could... I think that's a bit unfair, actually.
Well, this sounds like it's going to blow my mind. Sometimes I just want to be kind of challenged and intrigued and...
Yeah.
Bit of drama.
How do you feel about elderly Jewish people?
Cuddly?
Yes!
I think that's the only way you can answer that question.
Probably, yeah. Because this is a drama called Daytona, and it stars Maureen Lipman, who is playing one half of an elderly Jewish couple who encounter a mysterious mystery. It's touring at the Playhouse. It's on from Wednesday to Saturday this week, and it's kind of mystery thriller, so I really can't give you that much information, partly because people have been quite cagey about it, but also because it would spoil the surprise.
Definitely. But also, on a different note, there's also some lovely ballroom dancing in it, because the couple enjoy ballroom dancing. So if you want to get kind of strictly warm-up, then this will get out the ballroom moves for you.
I wonder, has Maureen Lipman been invited on Strictly? Is this her, like... Is this her revenge at, like, you didn't invite me? Or maybe it's an audition?
Maybe it's a reveal.
Yeah.
Or maybe she'll be on it next year, because people will have seen her in this and thought, look at those legs.
You heard it here first, listeners. Anyway, moving on to Thursday. What have you got for us?
On Thursday, I've also got something at the Playhouse, but this time in their Burton Taylor studio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company called Lives of Others Theatre, and they're bringing a show called Floating. It's a one-woman show about a high-dependency nurse working in the NHS. Mm-hmm. And high-dependency units are not intensive care, but they're kind of just the level below that. Yeah. It's not general, it's not the really intensive stuff, but it's still really intense. And it's based on interviews with NHS staff and high dependency unit workers as well. So it's not verbatim, but it's taken on a lot of real life events and feelings.
Mm.
And it gives a real insight into the lives of those who are working in a career that's completely polarised, and everyone will have an opinion on it, and at one minute it's being glorified and at one minute it's being kicked down depending on what the political and economic climate is. So it's a victim to so much, but then it's still just human people working day to day on the inside.
Fascinating to hear it from people's words as well, or very, very close to them, and actually kind of see inside something that is, as you say, so like kicked around, so politicised. Sounds a really interesting one-person show.
Definitely. Really eye-opening, really poignant, and it's in Oxford for one night only at the BT Studio, 7:30 on Thursday, 26th of September.
There's a lot of you can't miss them because they're only on this one time. I've got another one, which is actually on Thursday night at the Phoenix Picture House in North Oxford, and there is a chance to see a fantastic production of Shakespeare from the National Theatre. The way it works is that it's being screened live from the National Theatre.
The NT live screening's been happening for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And it will come around every now and then. I think they did the Frankenstein one last year, and it's just a really great way to see the theatre that if you can't get to London.
Absolutely.
And it's filmed really well. They film it kind of taking in that the fact that it's a performance and the different angles and the different moments they know that you'll want to kind of create intensity. It's a really good combination of live theatre and film.
It's a wonderful idea as well, I think, that like actually adds a kind of a bit of engagement to a cinema audience, because even if the actors can't see you, you know that you're part of kind of a huge audience spreading right across the country. And this show looks incredible. It's going to be Othello starring Adrian Lester as Othello and Rory Kinnear as Iago. So it's a star-studded cast. You probably know Adrian Lester best as the guy from Hustle, possibly. And of course, Rory Kinnear, very famous actor, was very recently in Skyfall, where he was in a big name there. And that's on at 7 p.m. on Thursday night. But don't worry, because if you do miss it, you can still catch it one more time. It's going to be what they call the encore screening.
Oh, nice,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, which is on next Tuesday at 2:45.
Also on Thursday night, there's a really great gig at the Jericho Tavern.
At last, a gig. Something that's not theatre. I mean, theatre's wonderful, but it's nice to have a bit of variety and options.
Exactly, be able to boogie and drink and listen to music. Well, this is a gig with a folky French indie singer called Mélanie Pain.
All your favourite adjectives?
All my favourite adjectives, yes. She came to fame thanks to being one of the kind of front women of the new wave band Nouvelle Vague, which actually means new wave in French. They didn't really think outside the box when it came to their band name. And so they did lots of their own music, but they also did very popular covers of songs like Blondie's Heart of Glass and Billy Idol's Dancing with Myself.
Wow,
so
okay.
The tunes might come into your head. So she was one of the main voices in that group, but now she's touring Europe with her debut solo album. And she sings in both French and English. And she's got quite a sort of breathy singing style. It's quite cutesy, it's quite pretty. If you like Nouvelle Vague stuff, you'll really enjoy it.
Bit for bilingual bonus. If you...
Bilingual bonus, there you go, it's educational. Mm. If you're a linguist, you'll love it. And it's 8
Good.
O'clock at the Jericho Tavern on Thursday.
What's on Friday night?
On Friday night, I think you've got some more theatre, because that's all you can talk about.
That's right, I'm only interested in plays. It's at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot, very worth heading out there. And it's a classic by the great Swedish dramatist August Strindberg.
The Scandinavians have been very popular lately. There's been so many Dolls Houses. Miss Julia, I've seen about 3 adaptations in the last year of different styles.
You see, it was the centenary of Strindberg's death last year. So that inspired...
All is explained.
Exactly,
Got to mark these things.
Of course, yeah. Back to Miss Julie, which is the name of the play. It's set at a servant's hall in the late 19th century. And it's about the daughter of the Lord of the Manor and her attraction to a handsome, compelling footman called Jean.
Naughty noughts.
It's all about power and desire. It's about lust overcoming the bonds of social class. It's very Downton Abbey, if you're into Downton Abbey.
Oh, I guess, yeah. It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, you may well have seen the magnificent production of Mees Julie, which set the same play in contemporary South Africa. That was on at the Oxford Playhouse in August. But now is a chance to catch the original, which is... still very relevant, I think, very kind of charged, a lot of tension, a lot of smouldering looks across the servants' ballroom.
Well, it's also being done by UK Touring Theatre, and their specialism is touring European texts and plays. So this is the kind of thing that they know how to do very well.
Sounds fantastic. Anyway, that's on at Friday night in the Cornerstone Arts Centre.
So we're coming to the end of another month. And the best thing about time flying like this is that we get treated to another live Friday at the Ashmolean Museum.
It's such a good idea, this. Every month, the Ashmolean teams up with a local Oxford institution to do a special late-night museum opening.
Yeah, have a party.
Who are the ones in question this week?
This month, it's in association with the Oxford Times and called What's the Story? I feel like that should have an American. I'm seeing sort of like a 1930s reporter.
Yeah, 1930s newsman with a little piece of paper
That's
stuck in his
going
hat.
For.
Yeah,
that's the image I want to create.
He's got a camera with a big flash bulb on top. Yeah.
Anyway, so the idea is to spend an evening stepping into the Oxford Times weekend supplement.
I'll be disappointed if the entire place isn't crowded. Watch up, let's get some pictures, guys. Anyway.
And so it's celebrating 150 years of having the Oxford Times reporting, and reporting especially on arts and cultural journalism.
150 years,
yeah.
Wow.
So you can expect lots of Oxford's brilliant artistic companies. There's things like Under Construction Theatre, Creation Theatre Company, Oxford Playhouse. They'll all be kind of inhabiting galleries and with their own exhibitions and games and who knows what.
They are the pages of the Sunday supplement, if you will.
And there's also plenty of music, poetry, readings and workshops. But you can also explore the ideas of communication and writing, which has come from all this history of writing things down.
You're saying that there's a direct link between the hieroglyphics in the Ashmolean and...
Well, just the dissemination of information and sharing of ideas. how about that? So you can go and study the things like the hieroglyphics, how they go at calligraphy, and so it kind of links into the exhibitions in that way. So Live Fridays are just a brilliant way to engage with the museum. You get to go late, drink in the galleries, and you also discover so much about the museum and about what people are doing in Oxford in the kind of arts and culture scene. So it's great. And it's free. Didn't mention that.
Free!
Free.
You haven't got any excuse not to go. Listeners, immediately. Off to the Ashmolean. No, not now. Friday.
Unless you're listening to this on Friday. It's between, you're listening to this, between 7 and 10:30pm on Friday.
Very wise.
In which case, do go.
Yeah, there we go. What about something else on the weekend? Something for perhaps the arts and craftsy about us? You've been inspired by going to the Ashmolean on Friday night. What would you do on Saturday?
Well, this weekend there is a vintage fashion and craft explosion across the city with not one, not two, not three, but four events you could go to. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what's what.
I can't believe that there are so many of these things. I mean, you're going to be rushed off your feet.
I'm going to have to be in four places at once. So, starting off, the East Oxford Craft Fair. This has been set up by a local online gift shop called Kinship of Oxford. It's 12 till 5 at the East Oxford Community Centre. It's free, and there's a vintage tea shop selling cakes and brews. And
hopefully not vintage cakes.
No, but think of things like cards, jewellery, stationery, prints. It's a new event, the first that's been organised of this kind, and hopefully it will become a more regular feature. So check it out for its first airing in the East Oxford Community Centre.
That was number one. What's number two?
Number two, just around the corner at the Big Society, is the Feline Frock Swap. This is 12 till 3 o'clock. The idea is you bring along your clothes you don't want to wear anymore, like shoes that are a bit too small, or that dress your mum bought you, which you said you loved, but you've not got around to wearing. I know you've got that. I've seen all those dresses in your cupboard, Alwyn.
Exactly.
So basically, you pay £2 and hand over your goods, and then they're mixed in with everybody else's. You're given tokens, and you get to go around and pick other clothes.
I could see a fight developing on the floor of the Big Society,
no,
I'm afraid.
No. It's very supportive and lovely, and it's quite exciting. You get to see other people taking home your clothes and like looking wonderful in them, even though you never wore it.
That's really nice. It's like do-it-yourself charity shops.
And it's exactly really fun, really cheap. Moving on to the Vintage Kilo Sale.
Number three.
This is a very strange shopping experience because the old fire station studio, between 11 and 4pm, basically filled with massive crates of vintage dresses, denim, jumpers, and you just go around picking things out. It's quite crazy. And last time they did this, there was a queue going all the way down George Street to get in.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want to go to this, get early. It's 11 till 4 at the old fire station.
Brilliant.
£1 to get in. And the idea is that you pay your £1 to get in, and then you pick as much as you want, and it's £15 per kilo. And £15 per kilo, a kilo is about three or four items, but beware if you like heavy knitted jumpers, because about two of those and you'll be over.
Clever move. All right, what about number four?
Finally, Lulu's Vintage Fair. It happens four times a year in the Oxford Town Hall. It's £2 entry, 12 till 5 this Saturday. This is a large touring fair that has over 50 sellers, and will probably be the best quality vintage, but also the highest price. So if you're kind of a serious vintage person, rather than just a sort of cheapo who likes to look a bit different, then this is where you want to go. There's also houseware and a vintage beauty salon, and it's quite an established and kind of quality thing.
Oxford's practically having a vintage clothing festival this weekend.
Yes.
And goodness me, there's an infinite selection of things. Well, you're going to be chopped out by the end of Saturday, I can tell that much.
Definitely.
What about something to calm down with yourself on Sunday?
Well, I could go to, on Sunday evening from 6pm, Ensham Hall. This is one of Oxfordshire's great county houses, surrounded by about 3,000 acres of land.
Wow.
And probably just a great wedding destination. Mm-hmm. If anybody's thinking of getting married, this is my top pick. But this Sunday, you can go there for some outdoor cinema. Because they've set up an outdoor cinema screen on their terrace.
Probably your last chance to see outdoor cinema this year.
Yeah, I don't think they've got like heaters or anything, but I guess it's been mild enough. Mm. Anyway, the film they're screening is the Hollywood version of Les Misérables.
Oh, wonderful.
I know.
This is the bit where we'd play a music, but we don't have the rights to
that. I know, we could do a sing-song. But I actually recently watched Les Mis again, having seen it in the cinema in January.
Yeah.
But it was so long that the battery on my computer, because it wasn't plugged in, ran out. And I had to finish it the following morning, so like sobbing into my cornflakes.
Wow, there we go. But of course, that shouldn't put you off going to it, because it is a hell of a film.
It's amazing.
Having said that, to do so at presumably an aristocratic county seat in Ensham Hall is a little ironic.
I do like that as well, yes, the irony.
One kind of hopes there won't be a kind of revolutionary spirit infecting the people who are viewing it. They go and burn down the hall, you know, demand an end to the class system.
Hopefully not.
But there is a special feature to this screening, isn't there, as well?
Yes, well, tickets are £18, but they include your own hog roast.
Wow.
That's quite nice and warming.
Probably not your own roast hog, but your own part of the hog roast.
Part of, yes. Yeah. There's also a licensed bar for drinks. So it's basically a very nice evening, very glamorous evening out at Ensham Hall. The doors open at 6pm on Sunday and the film starts at 7:30.
Of course, maybe you're not interested in vintage clothes or Les Miserables or hog roasts. Although if you are, you're certainly not Anaïs, as we've established. Don't worry, there are many, many more events on our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk. We've got all of the city's gig listings, all of the city's film listings, all the city's theatre and comedy. Just head along there, find out what you want to do.
We also have advertisements for jobs, so you can find somewhere to work, or you can advertise if you've got a vacancy coming up. You can also find somewhere to live or advertise a room you've got spare. There's also lots of other sales. You can buy and sell bikes, children's clothes, gardening services. Whatever you do, you can let Daily Info know and let the rest of Oxford know.
How about some more events for next week?
Now, Hini is going to let us know about some more films you can go and see in Oxford next week.
On Monday at the Phoenix, there is an event put on by the Oxford Chamber Music Festival, which is a double bill of two fantastic documentaries about gypsy music, tracking the origin of the music from places like Rajasthan and different bits of India, all the way across the Middle East and into Europe. And it looks absolutely beautiful from the trailers that I've seen.
Lots of great musical clips, I'm sure.
Huge amounts of music, and very, very unconstructed, very, very true to life. Music making that's part of every day, not sort of extra. And some beautiful fabrics and costumes and beautiful scenery and wonderful things mixed in.
What are these documentaries called?
The first one is called Lacho Drum. I think I pronounced that right. I hope so. And the second one is Jai Salma Ayo.
Great chance to see something that doesn't normally get a wide screening, I'm guessing.
Yes, I think so. They've been around for a while, these films. Or at least Ayo has. I think it's 2004, maybe, it's been around. But it's not shown very often, so grab the chance while you can.
And when are they on?
On Monday night at 8 o'clock.
Thank you very much. That was our resident gypsy music expert, Hini Pawsey. We've also got another great gig which is on. If you don't fancy watching some films about music, you can instead hear some live music and probably also some live stand-up, storytelling, pretty much anything you would imagine. It is an open mic night which is on Monday night. Now, normally we don't shine such of a spotlight on open mic nights because there are a lot of them around Oxford.
And you can find them all on dailyinfo.co.uk.
That's very true indeed. But this is a new one. It's called Hat Weasel. And long-time residents or long-time watchers of the Oxford gig scene may know that that is a clever play upon Cat Weasel. Cat Weasel is an open mic night that's been running in Oxford for years.
It's legendary.
Yeah, I think The Guardian at one point called it the best open mic support space in Britain, which is quite a compliment. But anyway, they are going to be running a new regular open mic night on Mondays, and it's at the Mad Hatter, thus Hat Weasel. You can see what they did there. The Mad Hatter has recently opened on Iffley Road. It's in the same location as the old Cricketer's Arms, and it is a pub.
It's more of a cocktail bar than a pub, though.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
It's very yummy, glamorous cocktails, and the Mad Hatter, it's playing on Alice in Wonderland. So when you go, they ask you riddles sometimes to get in, and they serve drinks and teapots, and you can call up an order from phones on your table to the bar, and the drinks are just really, really interesting and really different and really scrummy.
It's great. Actually, we've got the Mad Hatter, which just opened, and also the White Rabbit. Oxford is increasingly slipping into a world of fantasy. Anyway, the Hat Weasel is a brand new weekly slot. It starts at 7:30, and it's £4, but if you get up and do some sort of performance, and this can be absolutely anything, storytelling, music, comedy, you get in for absolutely free.
There's an incentive.
Yes. What else starts on Monday?
Well, on Monday begins Fortnight. It's the latest of Oxford Playhouse Plays Out's offerings.
Now, this one looks bizarre.
Yes, it's completely different. So it's a bit restrictive. You need to live or work in OX 1, 2, 3, 4, or 33.
Bit of weird, random thrown at the end.
A little
33.
Bit, but I'm sure it will all be explained. And there's a limited entry of 200 participants. So if you're
sign
up now. It's been open for a while, so I'm not sure how many places are left.
I believe that registration ends on the 26th of September. So if you're listening to this before then, go register right this second. If not, sorry, but hear us talk about it.
Hear about what you're missing out on. The idea of Fortnight, and it's been done in a couple of other cities, is to kind of uncover and rediscover and re-experience the city you live in, seeing it through a fresh pair of eyes, and they kind of help you to access that and get a new perspective on the place you live in and, you know, your daily routine, the daily sights you might see. It's 2 weeks' worth of experience throughout the first weeks of October, and you'll receive texts and emails, and I think occasionally maybe postal notes, which will be inviting you to places or inviting you to kind of question things. So it's, you know, quite conceptual and quite up to you. You don't have to participate every day.
So it's encouraging you to kind of do different things in the city.
Exactly, yes. It's going to be really playful, really curious, and I think quite magical. It's only £20, and that's 2 weeks' worth of kind of daily experiences. That's pretty good.
That's really interesting. This is quite unlike anything else that you see on offer, isn't it? It's not, you know, go sit in a room, watch a thing, you're done, you're happy. Oh, what a great idea. Anyway.
Should be very cool. Maybe we'll talk about it again at the halfway point.
Look forward to it. Okay. Moving on to Tuesday, there is something where you go and sit in a room and watch something, I'm afraid. No, I'm not afraid, because actually this is a really, really good show. It's Ed Byrne, well-known stand-up comedian, Irish. You may have seen him on Mock the Week. He's very often on that. But he is a very, very funny man. He is
very quick.
Very quick. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to be remotely unbiased. I saw this show. It's a new show. It's called Roaring Forties.
Is it about being a 40-year-old?
It is, funnily enough.
Can you relate to it because you're a 40-year-old?
Trapped in a 26-year-old's body. Yes, I basically can. Well, he says he's felt middle-aged ever since he was 23, which I can completely relate
to. Totally.
Thanks very much.
It is the beginning of the middle age.
But seriously, this show is hilarious. And I don't say that lightly. I'd been at the Edinburgh Festival. I had been watching a week of sometimes really good, sometimes really kind of dodgy stand-up, and just right at the end we went and saw him. He was in a big venue, didn't have the intimacy of a lot of the Edinburgh shows, but he is so
quick.
You can
make up for that, can't you? Exactly. With quality.
Absolutely. Quality, and also because he's so good at the audience interaction. He's not, you know, he's not like Jimmy Carr. He's not ripping people to shreds, but instead he's kind of quirky, he's funny, and he's just got a very gentle, very approachable, and I just cannot stress this, so funny. The jokes are there every second, every minute. If you want to go to an evening of absolutely spot on comedy, really funny, and with jokes for absolutely everyone. I mean, my little sister, who's 20, was laughing as hard as my parents, who are in their 50s.
Yeah.
Then I would go see Ed Byrne Tuesday, the 1st of October. He's at the New Theatre. You will split your sides.
This has been Daily Info's Oxcast. We record every Wednesday and let you know about all the best things happening in Oxford each week.
Yep, not rain nor snow nor occasional problems with the microphone can stop us from delivering the best to your ears. If you want even more, just go to our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk. You'll find all the events we've talked of and many more.
You can also find us on social media at Daily Info Oxford on Twitter or search Daily Info Oxford on Facebook.